AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. We're expecting details from authorities on Monday about arrests made in connection with a terrorism investigation.
Authorities in Minnesota say the arrests come from an investigation into young people who've traveled or tried to travel to Syria to fight with militants, including the Islamic State group. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Minneapolis says arrests were made there and in San Diego. A spokesman wouldn't elaborate on the number of people arrested or give details about the charges. A planned news conference is billed as an announcement regarding a joint terrorism task force operation. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
It could be the Mediterranean's deadliest known migrant tragedy, a smuggler's boat crammed with hundreds of people overturning off Libya's coast. UN official Laurent Zoll says Italy's Coast Guard teams don't have the resources to deal with the upsurge of migrants.
The Coast Guard are, you know, with the small capacity that they have, are doing whatever they can to rescue lives, going very, very close to Libya if necessary, and you know, working nonstop day and night. But it is clear that they need help.
18 ships joined the rescue effort, but only 28 survivors and 24 bodies have been pulled from the water. Residents of southeast Alabama dealt with powerful storms on Sunday. Meteorologist Stephen Corfitti is with the Storm Prediction Center.
There were some significant wind reports that overturned train cars and numerous instances of downed trees and some building damage in parts of Alabama and Georgia, as well as North Florida and South Carolina.
Baltimore police are conducting a criminal investigation into Sunday's death of Freddie Gray, a man injured in their custody. The mayor vows the city will hold the right people accountable. Bobby Brown told concertgoers in Dallas over the weekend that his daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, is awake 3 months after found face down and unresponsive in a tub at her Georgia home. This is AP Radio News. Sunday marked the 20th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, in which 168 people were killed. Former President Bill Clinton spoke there, praising residents for choosing honor, service, and kindness in the years since the attack.
You had to choose far-sighted love over blind hatred. You had to choose to redeem your terrible losses by beginning again.
A former U.S. Army soldier was put to death for that bombing. Top prize at Sunday's Academy of Country Music Awards, Entertainer of the Year, went to Luke Bryan. But Miranda Lambert did okay, winning 4 awards, including Album and Song of the Year for Automatic.
Hey, whatever happened to
Jason Aldean won Male Vocalist of the Year. Taylor Swift was one of 7 recipients of the 50th Anniversary Milestone Award. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.